My name is Bobby Harris. I am a formerly incarcerated individual that was sentenced to die at the age of 15 and served 29 years in prison. While in prison, I became an activist towards criminal justice reform. Upon me being released in 2017, I have allowed that to carry over out here in society for me as a community organizer, and eventually I created my own nonprofit to provide services and resources to directly impacted individuals inside of Philadelphia and outside as well. The name of my organization is Unincarcerated Minds. My work as a community organizer, I'm essential. So no matter what, I worked in the field every day. A lot of people, they don't have the food. A lot of people have lost their jobs. A lot of people don't know where they're going to pay their rent. So for us at Unincarcerated Minds, these are questions that they are asking us. So we go sit there and allow them to get on our back, and we carry them. Our thing was that we had to find whatever levels of resource that we could obtain. Take it to the individuals that's impacted by this. A lot of people don't know us that invest in these organizations that provide resources to communities. So by them not knowing us, I wasn't asking for it. I just said, I'm going to get up and do something to get them the resources that they need. Literally, our elders will cry. No one came and brought us food before. So when you see that an elder crying, you know, shedding tears because their food is plentiful, you know, it's heartening. So we're there, and we welcome the presence that we get by providing these resources to these communities. I need meaningful housing for individuals returning back into society. I need real meaningful employment. I'm not talking about no punting. I don't need a security guard at ShopRite. I don't need a security guard at, you know, Rite Aid or whatever. Give them something that they can make a living with, not mean, and really pay their bills with and actually live a life. So we need meaningful opportunities, but more importantly, we need vocational trades that will allow these individuals to make a career or even entrepreneurship. So it's not just about employment. Teach these individuals how to become entrepreneurs in the black and brown community. We need that resource without going in debt.